Hello, this is George Waring, and once again I'm broadcasting this from the underground in Uptown Butte. This column I've entitled, What a Loss. In May, David Gibson at the National Catholic Reporter revealed a huge victory for conservatives within the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. They got rid of the Catholic News Service. He wrote, "This was a victory in a decades-long campaign by conservatives to gain total control of Catholic ideology in the United States. Conservative bishops are promoting Breitbart-style rivals to the liberal Catholic News Service, like the National Catholic Register and the EWTN cable network, which is basically the Catholic version of Fox News. The Register, EWTN, and Catholic News Association are now all part of the same conglomerate." Gibson recalled Pope Francis, recently describing EWTN as, quote, "the work of the devil," unquote, because of the ways that the cable network tries to divide Catholics. Quote, "Los Angeles Archbishop Jose Gomez, president of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, sits on EWTN's board. That's like the head of CNN serving as an advisor to Rupert Murdoch's News Corp, and then working to shutter his own network in favor of Fox News. Most people would have questions. Real journalists would get answers." Gibson writes, "For years, conservatives in the bishops' conference did all they could to undermine the Catholic News Service. They helped create conservative versions, like the Denver-based Catholic News Agency, which provide free content that diocesan media and others can't afford to resist. So many of the Catholic media outlets that are opposed to Francis and Vatican II exist only to promote their views, not to report, write, edit, and publish Catholic news, and the truth as we can best ascertain it. They do so without regard to, or more charitably, in ignorance of the most elemental practices of journalism." Gibson's description of the new Catholic media environment is this: the platforms proclaim themselves journalistic, but they are little more than clanging cymbals. The growing number of bishops and cardinals who promote their personal brands at the expense of their church will come to be seen as the voice of Catholicism. The lives of the faithful and the sense of their faith will be less visible to our wider communion. The ministry of the bishops and the Pope will be drowned out by the loudest and angriest, and they will be the ones to define what it is to be Catholic and what it means to be a Catholic journalist. Catholic leaders regularly denounce secular journalism for its coverage of the Catholic Church. But Catholic media is the real culprit. Many Catholic media outlets opposed to Pope Francis and Vatican II exist only to promote their views, not to report, write, edit, and publish Catholic news." Unquote. Back in the 1990s, it was Sister Kathleen O'Sullivan, BVM, and Mary Kay Craig here in Butte who convinced me to subscribe to the NCR, the National Catholic Reporter. Sadly, much gratitude to its reporter, David. Thank you for listening. This is George Waring, signing off.